Sefer names through Parsha Freim Shir for Parshios V'Yachal B'Kudeh. We're looking at the Sefer Nediv Lev by Rav Chaim David Chazan. So the pasuk in Parshas V'Yachal in Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Chav Bez, with referring to the contributions that Klal Yisrael, the men and the women, made when donating to the Mishkan, it says Kol Nediv Lev. Anyone who is generous of heart would bring jewelry, any other possessions they have, valuables, to contribute to the building of the Mishkan. So who was Rav Chaim David Chazan? So he lived from 1790 to 1869. He was born in Izmir, Turkey. He was a Talmud of a very famous father, Rav Yosef Rafael Chazan, who was known as the Chikrei Lev. His father was the Chikrei Lev. So in 1840, Rav Chaim David was appointed the chief rabbi of Izmir, Turkey. He held that position for about 15 years until he decided to make Aliyah, where he was then appointed Rishon Lezion, the Sfarad chief rabbi, in 1861, and had that position until he passed away in 1869. Rav Chaim David Chazan wrote many Sfarim. He wrote the Torah HaZevach and Hilchos Shechita. He wrote the Shas and Jewels and the Div Lev, which are two parts on all topics in Shulchan Aruch. He wrote the Yitiv Lev, which is his Drashos, and the Yishrei Lev, Halacha. His father, the Chikrei Lev, who lived from 1741 to 1820. So the Sefer Chikrei Lev was very famous. 13 volumes, thousands of shuas on all topics. His father also wrote the Sefer Marchei Lev of his drashos. Rav Yisrael Mishklov, one of the main Talmidim of the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, actually would send shuvos to the Chikrei Lev and regarded him very highly. There were other Talmidim of the Gra that did the same thing. His father was familiar with Kabbalah. So the Chikrei Lev had six sons, one of them being Rav Chaim David. And interestingly, the Chikrei Lev had one daughter. Who was that daughter? It was the mother of Chaim Falaji. So tremendous yichus. And the Chikrei Lev was nifter in 1820, which was the same year of the passing of Avram Danzig, the Chayyadam, as well as Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So Rav Chaim David Chazon writes in his Akdama to the Sefer Nediv Lev that he called the Sefer Nediv Lev because it stands for Nimuke David Ben Yosef. It refers to the depths of his exploration of topics of Shilos from the one and only David, his name, Ben Yosef, his father, the Chikrei Lev. So we'll just quote a couple of limudim from the Sefer Nediv Lev. First of all, very interestingly, in the beginning of Yordaya, he notes that there was a case in Izmir, Turkey, where apparently his son, Rav Chaim David's son, Rav Avraham, was the local shochet, and there were rumors swirling around about some type of psul with respect to his shchitos, and so he actually writes a tshuva defending his son, but going through the sugya of Hilchos Shechita. There's also another interesting tshuva that's quoted by many other poskim, Rav Ovadia, Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Menashe Klein, with respect to the fact that Div Lev quotes an Edus, a testimony from three Chachmei Yerushalayim in the earlier generation, that had a Masorah of Merakin Esrogim, that they said that they never heard of anyone who ever questioned it. It's a direct Masorah that this is what we should be using for our Esrogim. And many quote that Edus as a strengthening of the position that the Merakin Esrogim are really the main, the Iker Esrogim, the ones that can be fulfilled with the least amount of questions as to where they came from. As we know, by Esrogim, there could be issues of Merkov, of grafting, but the Merakin Esrogim, according to the Nediv Lev, according to Rav Chaim David Chazan, have a Masorah dating way back to testify that they are not Merkov, that they are kosher, that they are the real Esrogim, that we can make a bracha on Sukkos. In Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Samach Gimel, Rav Chazan was asked about, apparently in Izmir, there was a new transportation system developing, and one of the modes of transportation is that people would go back from Damascus to other places, and it would be these new wagons, major technology, but they'd be pulled by animals. But apparently this was very innovative. The problem was, the animals that were pulling these wagons were kalayim. We know kalayim is not only wool and linen in a garment, but also two animals of different species pulling the same load is kalei behema, is kalayim for behema. And the shaila that he was asked from many, as this was becoming the new mode of transportation, was, can a Jew ride on this mode of transportation, the wagon being pulled by kalei behema? So he notes that when it comes to sitting on a wagon, first of all, it's a machlokes between the Rif and the Rambam, whether one's chayav malkus, according to the Rif and the Rambam, or according to the Ri and the Rush, your patur legamrei, as sitting on the wagon itself being pulled, there might not be an iser, and therefore that's number one, a suffik. It's a suffik how we paskin. That's suffik number one. Number two, there's a suffik whether we go after the zera ha'av. What does that mean? Meaning that, let's say, even though these animals that are pulling the wagon, they themselves are different species because they have different species of mothers. Well, the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Ayin Tes quotes machlokes that some say that, well, if they have the same species of fathers, I mean, let's say you have these animals that are crossbreeding. So you could have a horse, but then the father might be a different species, and then it wouldn't be Kalayim, because these two animals that are pulling it, they might have mothers of different species, but if their fathers are of the same species of animals, then it wouldn't be Kalayim. So that's the second suffix, that we don't know the fathers of these two animals, whether they're the same species or not. And number three, so anyway, that would already be a svek sveka, a double suffix, which is mutter midoraisa, but there's a third suffix, which is the fact that these wagons were not for one or two people. This was a wagon that could fit 20, 30 people. And most of the people taking the wagon were non-Jews. And therefore, the shaila would be that if the clay behema are pulling the weight of mostly goyim, according to the Chavos Yair and Achuva, Rav Yair Bacharach, that's mutter as well. So therefore, he has really three sfeikos. Number one, whether or not sitting on the wagon itself creates a chiyav or yupater. Number two, whether by klei behema we go after the zera of the av and we can use that as a snifla hakel. And number three, whether or not the fact that the klei behema are carrying mostly goyim, whether that should affect it or not. So he comes out lakula that the Jews could ride these wagons in Izmir, Turkey. Now, Ravadi Yosef and Achuva and Yabia Omer or Chaim Chilek Zayin Simon Mem Dalid, he quotes this Tshuva from Rav Chaim David Chazan. He notes that it's interesting because the first suffix, why is that a suffix? Meaning, you have the Shita of the Rambam, then on the other hand, you have the Rif, on the other hand, you have the Shita of the Ri and the Rush. So Rav Chazan says it's a suffix. Why is it a suffix? The Mechaber paskins like the Rif and the Rambam, as he often does, that it's usher, it's a chi of malchus, even if you're sitting on a wagon. So how are you raising that as a suffix? So he just notes that Rav Chazan seems to be assuming that even when the Mechaber paskin something, we could use the topic that he paskin on as a suffix. And so much so that we can be matir something based on svek sveka, even though one of the svekos is against the Mechaber. And apparently the Chikrei Lev, his father, also wrote this in a tshuva. Although I saw others want to argue that it could be that we know sometimes the Mechaber, when he paskins something, he's not paskining it because he's confident. He's paskining it because you have to take a side. But he's paskining to be machmir on a suffik. So some want to suggest that maybe over here somehow they understood, or Chazan understood, that when the Rambam paskins usher by the wagon, sorry, when the Mechaber paskins usher by the wagon, it's not because he really held that shtark, rather it's because he was just had to go l'chumra on a suffik, but yet we could revive that suffik to put it into the equation of sex feka to make something mutter. And finally, on a lighter note, in Or Chaim and his Tshuva Simon Yud Beis, the Nediv Lev, he discusses the timing of the Shabbos Suda. He says, if you notice, and this was true then, it's true now as well, there are two divergent minhagim when it comes to the timing of Suda Shabbos, Shabbos Day. Some have the custom, when they get home, they have a little kiddush, they go to the couch, they read a book, and then they'll have lunch a little bit later, midday. Whereas others, we know, whatever minyan they go to, they rush home. The second they get home, table set, kiddush, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, whatever it is. So he wants to know which one of those shitos is more correct. Or is there one that's more correct? So Rav Chazan's opinion is that the Radvaz in Achuva writes that the su'udos, if you notice, are actually paralleling the tefilos on Shabbos. Therefore, on Friday night, we come home from Maariv. What do? Right away, everyone, right away, eats the su'uda because the su'uda is supposed to be connected to Maariv. Similarly, by Shalosh Shudas, person gets home from Mincha right away. He eats Shalosh Shudas because Shalosh Shudas is connected to Maariv. And if that's the case, says the Radvaz and says Rav Chazan, then Shabbos day should be no different. That right away, when we come from Shul, because the Su'udah is connected to the Tefillah itself, that it's more correct to eat the Suda right away rather than make Kiddush and have the Suda later. That was Rav Chazan's minog. He thinks it's more correct, although he doesn't say it's a chiyuv or that there's any isser, but that's just what he felt was the more correct opinion. That's a little bit about Rav Chaim David Chazan, the son of the famous Chikrei Lev, and his Shalos and Tshuvos Sefer entitled Nediv Lev.